Welcome to Prolific Living's third podcast. In today's episode, I would like to share with you five pillars of health. In my life, these pillars of health have been foundational and extremely effective. I think of our health as our most prized possession. I think of it as the enabler to everything we love to do. It's our source to everything we need in life. And everything comes back to health. With your health, you can do anything. Without it, you are limited. So we have to preserve this temple. We have to care for ourselves first and foremost. We have to listen to our needs. We have to be in tune with our bodies. And we have to guard it. We have to be vigilant about our health. Before I get into the five pillars, I would like to share with you my thoughts on challenges. Challenges trick your mind. They take the indefinite and the forever out of the picture, so you can focus on a fixed period of time and you do something healthy repeatedly during that period. But something happens along the way, and usually it's pretty amazing. And when you are finished with the challenge, you have just finished planting the seeds of this amazing habit. It is the best way to cultivate health habits, and you can create your own challenges. So I highly encourage you, I challenge you to take some of these challenges and see for yourself. So let's go into the five pillars. The first one is exploring healthy foods and adopting a seriously healthy diet. For me, this is a mostly, if not all, vegan diet, mostly raw foods, unprocessed foods, whole foods, natural foods, and foods that have been grown organically or very naturally. For you, it may be different, but the idea is this. Remember, when you eat badly, your body craves bad food. Your body comes to know it and it gets used to it. It's just like when you behave badly, not that you do, but let's say if you do, your mind learns that behavior and wants to repeat it. You can see this in children. We have to break those patterns. We have to step out of them and shift our perspective. And believe me when I tell you that your body will crave good foods after you have been eating them for a while. You will crave a salad, a green vegetable juice, or an orange like you have never craved anything before. You can train your body, you can train your system to thrive on extremely healthy food and find it extremely delicious to boot. So don't fall victim when there are so many options and opportunities. Feel empowered and strong. Learn about food, learn about nutrition, and adopt a diet and be vigilant about eating well. The second pillar is yoga. I call it yoga, but you can call it stretching, as long as you do it. I think stretching is imperative to everyone's health. It is the one thing that's overlooked, especially if you're an active person and you think that you are getting your exercise, you are doing everything right. But if you're not stretching your muscles, you are risking injury. You risk not being strong and flexible to continue your activities. And especially when it comes to our spines, we need them to be as flexible as possible so that we can age gracefully. The third health pillar is meditation. I call it meditation. You can call it mental relaxation or anything else that rests the mind by allowing you to do nothing, to focus on nothing, and to perform nothing for at least 5 minutes a day. If you can dedicate 5 minutes a day to this practice, you will see a flow of creativity and focus that will probably surprise you. I think it's important that if you're going to meditate or mentally relax, to believe in it, that you set aside skepticism and go into it with an open heart. It may be harder than you think, but it will not disappoint you. The fourth pillar of health is having a cardio passion. This is cardiovascular exercise, where you increase your heart rate to 75% of its max and you keep it there at least 20 minutes and preferably 30 minutes to 45 minutes a day. Cardiovascular exercise is imperative to our health, and it's not just the fat burning that we need. We need to have a fit heart. Our heart has to be in good shape, and cardiovascular exercise gives you that. In fact, this is one where I had been missing my cardiovascular exercise for a while. Dancing and walking occasionally was not enough, and it's not until I started cycling regularly that I realized what I was missing. So remember to pick something that you love to do. Don't just pick something that gives you the exercise, because it will not last. Going to the gym and going on the treadmill or going on the bike, they are exercises and they are wonderful and they will give you the benefit. But if you don't enjoy it, if you don't have a passion for a gym, then you need to find something that works. Some ideas are playing a sport that you love to do, or taking intense dancing lessons, or thinking about martial arts, or maybe hiking, climbing, biking, running, or walking at a fast pace. All of them are great, but remember, as I said already 3 times, find something that you absolutely and positively love to do, and you can rest assured that you will continue doing it. And the fifth pillar is adapting healthy lifestyle on the road, and most importantly, getting back on track when you get home. I love to travel to foreign places, and this throws off your eating and your diet beyond belief. I have a before trip and an after trip program where before I leave, I eat even healthier and more consciously for a few days. I juice vegetables, I eat a lot of raw foods, drink plenty of water, stretch a lot, and get myself ready for the flights. On the day of travel, I fill a Ziploc bag with lots of raw vegetables like romaine lettuce leaves, avocado, green pepper, carrots, spinach, anything I can find, and some nuts. And I take my loose leaf oolong tea. I try to eat that as long as possible during the trip. And in airports, I go to Starbucks for a free cup of hot water and I make my tea. I sometimes put honey in it, and I'm extremely careful to eat simple foods along the way during the trip. When you are on your trip, don't be afraid to turn down food, to request a special food, and to look around and do some research before you eat. You may be surprised what you find. And always ask, what's in your food, or how has it been prepared? When I return home, I have a serious recovery program, and it's mostly from the long flights and the travel, and it's just similar to my departure, where I go back into eating raw foods, vegetables, I juice, I drink my tea, I stretch, I exercise, I drink plenty of water, and I find my way back to health. That's the end of our 5 pillars of health for today. I can go into more detail later for us, but the main message, if you have listened so far, is for you to stay vigilant about that health. To not wait until you're out of college, out of a tough job, out of law school or medical school or a relationship or whatever else your hang-up may be. Start your journey to health today. Thank you so much for listening to this 3rd podcast. I wish you physical and mental health. Until next time.